Blog Talk Radio.
Finland.
Olen hebrealainen Suomesta ja rakastan Straightway-heimoani ja siskojani.
Israel. Ani ivriya miYisrael. Ohevet et shevet Straightway veachyotai.
Trinidad. I am a Hebrew from Trinidad and Tobago. I love my Straightway tribe and sisters.
Puerto Rico.
Soy hebrea de Puerto Rico y amo a la tribu de Straightway y también a mis hermanas.
Sa ko ka Hebreo gikan sa Cebu, Philippines. Gihigugma na ako ang pamilya sa Straightway. Labi na ang mga igsuon na kong ababay.
Mwe seyon Ebwe. Mwe fet Haiti. Mwe reme Straightway tribwe esemyo.
Australia.
I am a Hebrew from Australia and I love my Straightway tribe and sisters.
Japan.
私は日本からのヘブライ人です。私はストライウェイ族と私の姉妹が大好きです。
Canada?
I am a Hebrew from Canada, and I love my Straightway tribe and sisters.
Hallelujah and greetings. Bless you. Welcome. Shalom, shalom, beloved sisters in Yeshua, in Jesus the Christ. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much. For following, last week we had internal issues within Blog Talk, and we were not able to go live. When we have those issues, I'm not able to communicate it to you. Sakina usually passes it out on our social media pages and tries to pass the word the best she can. So I want to apologize for that. Also want to say goodbye to an old friend and my co-host, my old friend and co-host, Mother Jennifer. Hallelujah. Years of sharing, years of laughing, crying, helping each other. Our integrity has grown, our submission to our husbands, and our fear of Yah has now put boundaries that we can't pass. The Hell Meets channel on YouTube, I had asked Pastor Dow for a channel for women and for sisters back in 2014, something like that. And Mother came back to me and said, nah, sister, he didn't want to do another website. You remember that?
I do.
No one knew you were here until I asked you. Mother Carol's with me tonight. Mother Carol said, he doesn't want to do another website. I said, no, not a website, Mother, just a YouTube channel. And I was asking for permission to use Straightway's name. And I wanted to call it Straightway Help Me. And she said, oh, yeah, of course. Go ahead, of course. That was, let's see, 10 years ago. 10 years ago. So 4 weeks ago was Mother Jennifer's last show. So that would have been approaching 10 years. So our oldest broadcast was March 26th of 2015. And Mother Jennifer's last show with me was March the 7th of 2024. She has selflessly given her time and herself to the edification of many of you, many of the women listening, many of the women visiting here and her home. And I appreciate any of you who desire to hear from me now that she is not with me on this show. So may my words truly always strengthen you. I am thankful for her influence and her words. You can still find her words on our channel. And I bid her farewell. I also wanted to do that for those who love her, loved her, and will miss her. I wanted to share that, not in hopes that she would hear it, but just so you know my heart and that I'm in agreement with you. And I hope that if she were to hear our words, that she would also hear your words from my heart. Hallelujah. So we all want to say thank you and bid you shalom. I will maintain my good memories of her. I will maintain my good speech of her. I had one sister say, what will you do? What will you do? Who will come live with you, you know? And when she asked me, I thought to myself, wow, you're the first and only one that's asked me. And then I thought, because I'm just being vulnerable, why has nobody asked me? And then I said, maybe they're patient. Maybe they're going to find out, right? Maybe they're afraid to ask. Maybe they're processing it all themselves. Maybe they're thankful. Maybe they're afraid to ask me. Maybe they don't listen. But nonetheless, as I bid Mother Jennifer farewell and shalom for a new season and an introduction for this new season, Mother Carol, bless you and welcome to tonight's show and to this new season. Bless you and welcome, welcome. I believe everyone is very familiar with the sound of your voice, and in this season they're going to hear it more and more. Give a big, I should have sat you beside of the mic, huh?
Absolutely not. I'm
you're going to have to speak up. I need everyone to always be in that chat room telling me when they can't hear our mother. So, hallelujah. Shalom and blessings, and welcome to Mother Carol from our chat room. You're live, Mother Carol. Please give your acknowledgments.
Well, hallelujah. First, giving honor to the Most High Yah, the maker and creator of all things. I don't take anything that I do for him lightly, so I do consider it a great privilege to be able to minister to the Daughters of Zion here alongside you. Sister Ashley, I have seen you and Mother Jennifer sacrifice over the years, and I really don't take that lightly. I enjoyed sitting back and being able to listen week after week. So now, being on the other side of that, we'll see. But just and thanking the Most High for the strength of the man of Yah, Pastor Dow, his family, all the saints here at Straightway that live at the Hub. You don't go unnoticed. I appreciate every single one of you. And I just wanted to send a quick shout out to Sister Aya and her family. We really enjoyed having them here. I hope they are having safe travels. They are en route right now to head home. So we just really thank the Father for them. And, of course, as always, Steve and Wenda, who do so much behind the scenes. I'm so grateful to them. And I just wanted to send a special I love you out to Mama Jaja.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, last week we were going to do a Passover recap, and I really don't want to miss that. Like, I don't want to miss that opportunity. So I hope it's encouraging, though it's, you know, been a few weeks, and it might be off of your mind with other things going on, but I really want to talk about some things. I wanted to give a shout-out to the Coffee House team. It was very efficient and enjoyable to everyone who was able to run the Coffee House. I appreciate it. It was really fun, and I got to come as often as possible, even bring Deacon's children. To the fridge truck, always, House of Unity, big responsibility. You nailed it. Thank you. To those with cook days and snack nights, I appreciate it. To those who signed up and who did chores, there's so, so many of you. I promoted, I pushed, I assigned, I delegated, I supported, and I urged Sister Bobby, all those things to Sister Bobby, to do a lot more than she's done, and she's always done a lot. But the hours of dedication that she was able to give is a big shout-out and appreciation, too. So I can't express the hours of planning and delegation that it actually takes, and some of you will never know, really. I can't express the thank yous that each of you deserve from sending the Be a Blessing items and bringing such a willing spirit. I wanted to, you know, call a few names, and as the general thing to do is to say, I can't call you all, but I really, really mean that from my heart. I'm not just filling in the show with fuzzy words. I mean it. Marshayla, you're noticed. Brittany, North Carolina, you're noticed. Nanette, you're noticed. Candace Nelson, you're noticed. Yeah. Sister Liz, you're noticed. Susie, you're always noticed. Jasmine Williams, couldn't do without you. Jeanette, great job. Servers, Georgia, and those who stepped up to fill in any voids this year on the serving team. Hallelujah. Make it flow so well. You're also noticed. And all the way down to the mother in the tent with the crying baby, you're noticed. Hallelujah. Mother Carol, bless you. Anybody on your heart as I rattle off my feast day?
Everyone that you mentioned and then some, even down to the brothers that moved chairs.
So busy, yes.
Just staying busy and everyone just pitching in to help, especially during a time like this because, you know, truth be told, we can't stick our head in the sand. We know that there's a lot going on in the spiritual realm and there's a lot of mourning going on in the spiritual realm. There's a lot of hurt and a lot of pain taking place. But to see and have everyone just come together and just put the focus back where it's supposed to be on Yah, that truly blesses me more than anything. And to see our brothers working together, working with each other, and the sisters just pitching in and helping everyone you named and then some, I couldn't say enough about them.
Hallelujah. 5 months till Tabernacles, but first, 35 days till Pentecost, so that's our next gathering together, and we are taking your calls in the dining hall, we are taking your dates, and we are counting numbers, so definitely look forward to seeing each of you, and I appreciate your words, Mother, there is a lot going on, hosting a show in the midst of what the men are having to take care of is not difficult, but it's not easy, if that makes sense. It's just emotionless for me. I can say a lot, and I can reserve a lot. I can stay completely quiet. I can say a lot, you know. And so processing all that and communicating, of course, with my husband, too, behind the scenes as things come up in my heart. So I appreciate the test that the Father sends. I appreciate the separation and the bundling of tares. And may his will always and forever be done.
Yes.
I want to give a shout-out to Esther in North Carolina. I don't know if you're listening, but Esther sent me some products from her line called Esther's Rain, and I use them, and I appreciate them, and I want to say thank you. She has never been to the land. Her husband brought me, you know, whipped shea butter, and then it made me think of all the products. Like, I don't know if y'all are missing out on Tamika's deodorant, but I think I want to say that from now and as long as she ever makes it. Tamika, I use it every day and I still have some. So don't ever think that I'm not supporting because I'm coming when it gets low. I have Gabby's Colloidal Copper in my cabinet. I got Susie's Korean Knit Scrubbies. I got one for every child because they use it for exfoliation. I got one for cleaning every bathtub and sink, and then I got my backups. Like, that's how many I bought from you, Susie. I'm not sure if you kept up, but I'm a big supporter, guys, because you wash them and rewash them and reuse them. They're amazing. I got Jasmine's washcloths, Jasmine from Kansas City. They're like baby washcloths, but they're adult size. Really awesome.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Then I got Carol everywhere, because it's right across the street from me. And I got Household Herbs Antiviral. I make it now, but I make it for just me because I still want to support Household Herbs. So I just want you guys to know that you can make it too. You can make it too. That is, you know, Michael Israel and Household Herbs' push is to get you to start caring for your body and following the pattern, you know, of what they're doing. So I appreciate that, that product and that recipe. And just know that I'm following, I'm supporting, and sending others to you for it. Hallelujah. And what else? I don't know. I guess it's time for emails. You ready for that?
I'm ready whenever you are.
It's going to be different getting used to someone beside me in the sound room. It's going to be different getting used to Mother Carol. What do you mean? You've known her for, you know, I'm going to say 20 years for the next 20 years,
sounds
right?
Good. We're getting old.
Right? Right. What do you mean? We know each other, right? We do. But doing a show, you know, you learn when to speak and when to listen. And you learn what to talk about and what not to talk about in the sense of when I'm listening of the things that I don't need to be talking about if I don't have the experience, if that makes sense. So there's a dynamic inside me that I have to adjust to. So we're kicking off emails that we got concerning the Passover experience, and we hope that it encourages you and uplifts you. I do hope that the testing and the humbling that is happening in Israel is bringing each of you to your knees. I know that the human spirit is so quick to respond with its mouth, and that's a really dangerous place to be in. I don't expect you to heed my warning. I don't expect you to take Yah's testing serious just because I'm talking about it. Because if he's not bearing witness from inside you of the severity of Yah, then I can't do anything about it. But I've been set apart in praying and fasting for times like this for over 3 years. This did not blindside me. This did not surprise me. When you're really engaged into the Spirit and in communion with the Father, you can go through things with His strength and not your own. And the hope is that your relationship with Him will carry you through everything that comes your way and that you don't get blindsided, because we are really at the mercy of the Most High going forward. Hallelujah. All right. Email time, unless you want to say anything. No? Anything?
I agree wholeheartedly. This is the scariest of times, but hopefully it's leading everyone to do more of what we've been told to do, not just recently, but for years, to pray, to fast, so that not only we're ready for whatever is to come, but what is to come concerning Yah in His spirit and Him coming back to this earth. So to me, that should be the focus.
Absolutely. Hallelujah. All right, first email, please let us know if you cannot hear. Yes, we're going to give your names on these emails. These are Passover feedback, so I didn't receive anything anonymous. Praise Yah.
Okay. Hallelujah. All praise to the Most High Yah, who continues to keep me, encourage me, and show Himself faithful to me. A big, huge thanks to Straightway Hub for over-the-top hospitality. Much gratitude for Pastor Dow's obedience, dedication, and endurance. We love you all dearly. And lastly but not least, much appreciation for the love of the sisterhood, the growth, joy, and purging of the righteous. Sister Allison Franston, Shalom, Shalom.
Hallelujah. And beautiful. All praise to the Most High Yah. Yes, ma'am. Please continue to the next one.
And as we see these young daughters growing up, Ashley, just having a focus on what they're supposed to be doing in this life, it's really a beautiful thing. I remember Allison and Brother Brad's daughter, Alyssa, when she was a baby. I think she was maybe 6 months when she first came. And now to see her a flourishing young woman preparing for marriage is just a beautiful thing. And having such an innocence about her
and a focus on what she should be, how she should be. You know, that's the beautiful thing. That's what this is all about, is, you know, reaching the next generation to keep this going.
I just sat down and had a conversation with her. You know, I'm going to always say you're 15. She might be 16, 17, you know, she might go 25. Old people do that. You have to endure us. We're going to say every time we see you, oh, my gosh, look how much you've grown. We're very serious, actually, but I'm sure you hear it from everybody, so apologies included. But I just had a conversation with her, and I was just telling her you were 6 months old, and her mom was there too, sleeping in my bed. I wasn't married to Deacon at the time. I was living with Doug and Diane Becker, and you were 6 months old, and we couldn't figure out why you were crying, and I was stupid. And I thought we could do this or that, or maybe you would stop if this or that. I'd never had a child before. Mom is trying to listen to me to keep her from crying, as if I knew what I was doing, just because she was so willing to hear, when Mom was just humble and I was just proud because I wasn't a mother. But nonetheless, 6 months old, sleeping in my bed. I'm 41 now, and she's 15, forever 15, right? However old you are, 15, 16, hallelujah. Next email.
Okay, shalom and blessings. I just want to praise the Father for my sisters. Our community has to go to the feast and ship due to taking care of chickens.
That makes no sense to anybody out there. Community living, you have responsibilities, can I say, agriculturally, where your animals or your livestock really need you. And so when people travel from their community homestead to our land, they will split up in groups. Some will stay back and take care of the animals or just secure the land in general so that there's someone there. So they have different purposes, possibly within their own reasons, you know? All right, back to the email.
Okay. We had the honor to cook dinner for the saints, 800-plus saints with a limited crew. Along with Sister Bobby's help, my sisters were able to get it done. So thankful for my sisters from other locations coming to help to get it all the food prepped and cooked. Yah is really showing me that although we are many parts, we make the body. And when we all properly operate in our role, how well the body of Christ works. Such a beautiful thing to witness and to be a part of. Blessings to my sisters here at home and across the world. This is from Sister Ashley Elaine. And I'm going to let you read your notes.
Yes, I wrote notes concerning Bobby again. I'm like, the experience from, you know, let's say overseeing the chow hall or overseeing the kitchen or overseeing the reefer truck or just anything. Brittany's overseeing leftovers now. She's fully trusted, and I'm out of her hair. You know, when someone gets enough strength and confidence, you start working in your mind or the mind of really the ministry and the community of how things should be run, then you don't have to oversee them anymore. And for me, I wrote these notes, like the experience of helping sisters when they need, you know, their questions answered as far as how much of something or where to find something, all the coordination that it takes for every sister, for every item, for every feast is, it's physical. It's a physical experience, okay, because you're spending the hours. It's mental because you're calculating and you're learning. It is delightful. That's what I wrote in my notes. It's delightful. It's inspiring. Okay. It's inspiring because others are seeking you out for you to be an example at all times, for you to not waver in your countenance and in your spirit. And then it's also motivating because you have to be that example. So you have a reason to continue to get up. You have a reason to live because it's serving the saints. And it's very spiritual because it grinds you. It's very needed. So when you are working amongst the sisters, no matter what your role is, the reason that I say it's spiritual and it's needed is because there's a perfection. There's a perfection that takes place. I've had years and years, right, of communication woman to woman. From my failures to their failures, there's a lot of perfection that takes place, and that's really why I wanted to, you know, urge Bobby into some of the things that I do, because her spiritual growth and maturity is there. It's evident. And so the assigning of roles and duties in a balance of humility and gentleness and not lordship is so important. the communication that you learn. You learn how to communicate each person because they receive communication very differently. And it's just rewarding all the way across the board. And so just another shout out to Bobby because her name was in this email. And it's not just Bobby. It's each of you that are growing in this because you have to consider everyone else above yourself and completely crucify, you know, your lusts and your affections within you to find that balance in what needs to be done and what mess-ups can actually be made and let people grow.
Mother, absolutely. I was going to add, Sister Ashley, I think this feast I heard the least amount of complaints that I ever have, and that too is refreshing. It means we're becoming a people that are content. It could have been taking place, but it just didn't get to me, which normally it does.
Right.
So I'm very thankful and very grateful that hopefully we've gotten to a place of contentment to come and just enjoy Yah during his feast.
And I hope the soberness of what was transpiring pre-feast put everybody
right.
in check. Because
right.
bringing your complaints about anything, I see them. Do I want the plates to be presented better in the to-go plates? Absolutely. Do I want portions to be more? Absolutely. Do I want reefer truck to stop, you know, tearing up and us having to shut it down for a few hours and keep the door shut and keep the temp up and Deacon go check it every 2 hours and pump the grease trap because we're putting stuff down the drain? Sure, I have those things inside me, but I've never complained them. And when you have people that are in these positions, in delegated positions, in managerial positions, whether male or female, if they are not complaining, it is so taxing to hear others complain when managerial perspective already sees the problem. And they are in agreement most of the time. So, yeah, it's very draining, but it's also maturing because you get ears strong enough to hear the complaints and not to waver. And that, once again, is part of the perfection process of a lot of people coming together and a lot of different communication levels and standards. So that is something I'm very aware of, and it's a good report, Mother Carol, from you that you didn't hear. And because in the grand scheme of things, I'll take you back to Jasmine Williams, her testimony on Help Meets. When she buried her son, her only and firstborn son, and she said, nothing else matters, right? Nothing else matters. When souls are in the valley of decision,
yes.
When Yah is separating bundling tares and bundling wheat, what is the presentation of a plate right now? What is a, the food ain't hot enough right now? What is a, we got to wait a few minutes because more's got to come up the hill? What is that? And I think, I hope that a lot of us just put those menial things in check, and I hope we can continue to walk in that same mannerism. Mother, you got another email.
Okay.
Here you go. Is that another one of your? Nope. Y'all should
okay.
see Mother Carol looking through her glasses here.
Okay, hallelujah. The Passover 2024 feast was absolutely beautiful for me personally. I came with a lot of expectations, and they were all met. The main expectation was closeness with Yah and feeling him near the whole feast. Yah was there at praise and worship, fellowship, the serving team, every walking up and down the hill moment. Pastor Corey's morning prayer was awesome. Those messages and prayers really increased my confidence, the faith in the prayer life, and I thank the Father for it. This Passover, I experienced such joy in Yah. I can't wait to see Yah, what he does at Pentecost. Hallelujah. Sister Allison.
Hallelujah. I got a question, Mother Carol. I'm going to try to turn some of these emails into dialogue just briefly because we only have so many emails.
Yes.
I appreciate this statement. For me personally, I came with a lot of expectations, and they were all met, and the main expectation was closeness with Yah.
Yes.
I want to talk about this closeness with Yah. There's an experience that you can have with like-minded believers that you may not have on your own, and that is a very energetic experience and a very refreshing experience because we can all come together in one mind, and we all call on the same creator. And so that experience is unparalleled, and you can't get that on your own. But pause. Stop right there. What if you can't come? What if you can't travel? The goal is to have a closeness with Yah that it's just not feast time. I don't look forward to the next feast to be close to Yah when I am close to Him every day. And so I don't also want to tear down that statement because it is very true and I appreciate it because the closeness with Yah is there. So that's a very truthful statement. But I want to encourage everyone, and I want you to speak on that, Mother Jennifer. I mean, see the habit, Mother Carol, the closeness of Yah, to be around saints. If you're not around saints and you're not around a feast, how do we get this closeness with Yah? Yes.
And, you know, people ask that a lot, Ashley, and I always reflect on and go back to the scriptures. I think he said, perfect peace will I give to those whose mind is stayed upon him. There's tons of word and tons of scripture that tells us to just focus on him. He will give us peace. He will give us understanding. So I get asked, how do you focus on him? How do you keep Yah in, well, have Yah in your thoughts? He said, think on these things, whatsoever is good, whatsoever is lovely. Well, you have to ask yourself, what is good? What is lovely? What are all these things that Yah wants us to think on? And he does that to keep your mind focused on him at all times. If that be the case, you develop a closeness with him because your thoughts are always concerning him. I'm not saying you can't wash the dishes and, you know, not be thinking about the water being Yah. No, I mean, be realistic, but you can keep Yah in your thoughts and in your mind so much so to the point where there is such a closeness that every situation in your life, everything that comes about, you'll go to the word, you'll go to your thoughts of Yah before you'll go to a carnal mind of reasoning in everything. So focusing, thinking on Yah, imagery is very key in our society. We are humans, so we have Yah has given us a creative mind to be able to imagine things. So imagine something concerning Yah. We don't know. We don't know what his throne actually looks like. We don't know what heaven is going to look like. But you can get some type of an imagery of Yah or just being blessed by his creation, what you do see. So just really trying to focus your mind on him all the time. That way, from feast to feast, you have, the feast is a boost. It's like for some, it's like an electric charge so that they can go home and function the next few months until you can get there. But we're trying to get you there where that electric charge is just pumped all the time.
Yes.
And you keep your mind focused on him and your life reflects it.
And that's a good goal for the year. You know, Yah is in the stillness too. He's in the stillness of your soul and in the stillness of your environment and our society, as well as our own personal lives, promotes overstimulation, visual overstimulation, audible overstimulation. It doesn't promote you to set things down and turn everything off and go over and get in the quietness and the stillness of your soul. The constant thoughts that run through your mind won't allow you to do that. You know, so Yah is in the stillness of my soul, and I appreciate that. He's not always in the volume. You know, just because something's loud and cranked up. He's not always in the emotions just because somebody's shouting and clapping, right? That's a rejuvenation that I admire and appreciate and that we all love about our feast. That's a rejuvenation that has its perfect place in for our flesh and for our spirit, right? But that quietness and that stillness is where you're going to grow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's see. Another email from your friend. Bless you, chat room. You are quiet tonight. You're just taking it all in, learning, listening. Hallelujah.
Okay, I would like to give honor and praise to Yahweh who called me and chose me to be his daughter. There's just so many beautiful examples of how the feast was. From even before the feast, all the grocery shopping. Bless you, Sister Bobby and team. Another shout out to Sister Bobby for all her hours in the kitchen and out of the kitchen, planning and organizing. To all those that showed up for land cleanup, thank you so much. Yahweh bless you.
The granola team here at the Hub, very organized and such a spirit of excellence. Thank you. Clarksville sisters and all the meal prep, beautiful. And again, spirit of excellence. The serving team, wow, really wow. Going through what you all are putting up aside to serve with excellence was a beautiful thing. Bless you. The security team, super helpful in many ways. The wristbands were helpful with current number counts. Thank you for watching 24/7. The reefer team, bless you, you House of Unity. Bless you all. I know the demands. Yah will bless you for your willingness to serve. Bless you, Israel. Thank you so much for all you do in making this feast run smoothly. Strength and honor, House of Elder Becker. Diane.
Hallelujah. This note from an email. Off the top, the spirit of unity and the gift that helps where everywhere I look, there was always someone looking to be served. Stronger sister bonds. I seen more joy among the sister in their dealings and interactions with one another. It was beautiful. I didn't have to remove myself from any conversations because of countenance falling faces or heavy spirits or anything. Simply beautiful. Blessings to all the laborers, from the security team to the running of the food truck, trash collecting, outhouse cleaning, cooking in the kitchen, busting suds, to the order of foot washing, you name it. Everything was smooth this feast, and the serving team spirit was a lot lighter. And I was met with smiling faces every day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Read this one, Mother.
Watching the young brothers collecting trash all around the land was a powerful moment. I had every time I saw them, because all I could think about is how beautiful it is, training up these young boys to be diligent, hardworking men, working together in unity and excellence, building strong men to be able to take care of the daughters of Zion and lead their families. What a mighty nation we're going to be, and righteous leadership guiding them. Amazing. Yes, that was my literal thought.
Hallelujah. Hey, moms, can I share this with you, too? Let's be sober. I mean, I know that we only have certain influence within our sons because of, you know, at a certain age, they belong to the Father so much, and our roles shift. But the pressure that we can put upon a child to go from youth to man or woman and skip that whole joyful growth in the middle, we can be guilty of that. You want to push a young man to be a man so much, or push a young daughter to be married and off and out of the house so much that they skip that joy. Be sober, you know, that you would teach them in that moment that they're in, and just love it, embrace it. And I really don't know what else to say. You had children. You raised them through that period. I guess what I'm saying is I have the sons, Deacon Bell's sons, and then we have at least five very close young men that are another man's son, that is our family by heart, by mind, and we, you know, we hang out together, we go places together, we take pictures together, they go fishing together, they ask Deacon spiritual questions, their dads are really close to Deacon, you know, so we have those men in our life, and I see the pattern of the pressure, mm-hmm. and the pressure is from Satan, and I just want to call that out because there is a joy that they're missing in that pressure. Do you have anything to add?
Well, I think, and I have counseled many women before to enjoy every stage of your child's life. Don't try to push them to be older when they're young. Just like an old person doesn't need to try to be young. You've already been there. You've had your time. But for our children, I think that what I see a beautiful, they're not going to have the experiences of childhood that we've had or
right.
some of us have had. I know I went around asking many sisters, you know, do you have memories of your childhood? I think there was one sister out of probably 20 that I asked that said I actually had a good childhood. I don't want that for our young men or our young women. I think we should embrace the ages that they are. I think we should let them know what they are to be, because I think that's important. If it's a male child, he does need to know he's going to be the leader of his home. He does need to know that he is going to be the head of his house. But if he's 5 years old, he's young. He's a child. So let him enjoy his childhood. And a young girl, she doesn't have to be married as soon as she flowers if she's not ready. You know, things like that. I think we can push to a certain extent. Now, you may have some young women that are ready for marriage at 15. Hallelujah. But then you have some that might be 24, 25, and their spirit is just not ready. So I think it's individual.
individual maturity.
Russ,
but
not
just,
promoting marriage if it's peace.
No, absolutely not. No,
in the mind.
No, but yeah, some, you know, their mind might tell them that they're ready, but that's not the focus. The focus is getting you a relationship with Yah, enjoying this life that you have as a child, and knowing that the next stage of your life needs to be dedicated to Yah.
Hallelujah. All right. And it says, there were warm, smiling faces every morning in the coffee shop. I look forward to going there every morning, not just because I like the occasional cup of coffee, but you never know what sister you're going to see at the same time. There are going to be hugs, smiling faces, and you never know what righteous, edifying conversation might pop up. LOL. That blessed my heart and great depths to just be amongst the saints. All right. Mother, your turn. Bussing suds. Mother.
Okay, yeah, I was trying to figure out how to say that.
Dishes.
Bussing suds with my sisters. I assume that means washing dishes, yes. Busting suds, okay. Many hands sure do make light work. We were in that kitchen all day and night one day. I had a baby on my back with only taking her down to feed her. I enjoyed those quick breaks. But Yah truly strengthened me, and it was all worth every moment of sore feet and aching back because I was working alongside of the greatest, most hardworking sisters, and it was an honor getting the job done for the body. Seeing the other sisters tired but going strong pushed me to go harder, and praying that Yah strengthen their feet, legs, back, and give mental stability to endure the 14-hour-plus shift with a baby on your back and sometimes holding other babies with a smile on your face and still finding time to fellowship. I only really felt it when I got back to the tent and it was bedtime. But that was when Yah answered my prayer, because guess what? He woke me up the next day, and I did it all over again. Same enthusiasm, same energy, same gratitude. Praise Yah.
Hallelujah. Beautiful. One morning I prayed and asked Yah, how can I serve him today? Usually my phone is dead during the feast, so I asked Yah to wake me up in the mornings, and he's never failed me. He woke me that morning. Don't know what time it was, but after my time with him, getting dressed and out of the tent to breakfast, I stopped by the coffee shop, all to find they were just open. Ah, he's an on-time Yah. I got my coffee, headed to the breakfast line. I was the first one there. I saw my sisters preparing, but I wasn't just going to sit and watch. I was led to ask if they needed any help, and lo and behold, they did. They needed help setting up. He led me in the right place at the right time, and I've never been so happy to wipe down chairs on my life with a big old Kool-Aid smile on my face on the outside. I appeared to be calm and cordial, but on the inside, down every aisle, I was in the soul train line, getting it in. I was full of joy and gratitude to be serving Yah's precious people, my family. Yah has used me and allowed me to serve him. By being a servant, I don't take that lightly. Also, I just love when the Father shows just how near he really is to me. Beautiful. Hallelujah. Next for you, you want to say something?
One thing I've noticed in some of these emails, they're just giving their, you know, overall what they liked about the feast, but they've talked a lot about the closeness of the sisters, the being able to work together, just the joy of serving. And, you know, we're going to need that closeness in these times that are to come. We're going to need that unselfishness in the times that are to come, because truly we're getting ready for a tribulation upon this earth, and we are going to need each other to strengthen each other. Ashley.
Hallelujah.
Am I reading?
Yes, you're reading right here, Mother.
Okay, it was a different spirit this feast from what I experienced, freedom and peace. And as crazy as it sounds, no hostility, chaos, or confusion. It truly seemed like 98% had taken heed to Shep's, including myself, and been focusing on self because the amount of love was great. I mean, I see a need, feel a need, admonish, encourage, correct, all in the spirit of meekness. That was my experience and observation.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful.
All right. It says, it was good to see the same faces and to see a lot of growth in the saints, including myself, truly showing our love for Yah. It was good to see new faces in our beloved families from overseas. Praise and worship was off the register scale this feast, and in the midst of praise, I always look around the room to see my brothers and sisters just praising Yah, as I have done since my first day on the land. In prior years, I'd be amazed at how many people wouldn't lift their hands. They wouldn't jump around. They wouldn't crack a smile. It would make me sorrowful. I couldn't understand how you could be here with all the anointing going on and not having anything to praise Yah about. I can't compute. I would always pray in that moment for Yah to break strongholds, bind up hindering spirits, and to reveal himself to them like he did for me, hearts of flesh and not of stone. 6 years later, Passover 2024, I saw more saints than I ever have lift their hands and voices praising the Most High, from the youngest to the oldest, making a joyful noise unto Yahweh. Even some of them in the beginning were praising Yah with all their might, a new lump. Hallelujah. I praise Yah for his mercy and his restoration.
Morning prayer with Pastor Corey, as always, was edifying and gave me answers that I sought after from Yah. I look forward every feast for morning prayer. That's where Yah is, because we as a multitude gathering in his name, and it is evident that Yah is there in the midst of us. I simply go to be with the Father and receive what he has for me. I never, ever leave empty-handed. Also, I'm blessed to see the number of saints increase for morning prayer with Pastor Corey every feast. I remember when he first started at the tabernacle, and it wasn't even half full. Now it is exceedingly great. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Hearing all the testimonies of healing and restoration and seeing saints be restored back to the body of Christ has all been a blessing and a power up for me. I'm thankful to Yah for all that has happened. Each year, the feast just keeps getting better and better. All the deliverance, people getting set free from demonic spirits and oppression, and to all those receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Even the children hunger and thirst after Yah. Laboring with one another is just beautiful. My all-around experience was full of completeness, joy, love, and peace, edification, and understanding. And I'm looking forward to what else Yah has in store for us. I have high expectations, continuing on with fasting and praying so that Yah can do more. Could you imagine a pillar of fire coming down during the feast while we're praising, like at midnight air? Man,
hallelujah.
Bless y'all. Hallelujah. We'll take a quick break. I got 3 emails left, and we're going to switch it up a little bit. These emails that we initially began the show with are praises, shout-outs, and experiences glorifying the Father for the beauty that they were able to partake in. The following 3 emails are in relation to healing and deliverance. Hallelujah. So we're going to switch it up when we get back. We'll be right back. Enjoy the song called Glory, featuring that young girl, Lissa. Hallelujah, from Straightway South Carolina. Please check out Tribal Talks Volume 1, 2, and 3 on Straightway South Carolina United YouTube channel. Smash that like button, as they say. Be right back. Mother, a helper of my faith. Hallelujah. Thank you very much, ma'am. We're going to Nanette Johnson. You know, I said I was going to say the name of these emails. I don't think I said one yet.
I did.
You did?
Yeah, except the last one you did.
Except the last one. Well, I know Chrissy Fields' emails. That's for sure. Shout out to Chrissy.
I think that was hers.
Okay. Nanette Johnson, let's do it, Mother.
Okay.
Read, Sister Nanette Johnson.
Shalom and blessings, family. We were so humbled and blessed to be invited to Yahweh's Feast of Passover, Unleavened Bread, and First Fruits. There were so many blessings to mention them all would take all the time. Here are a few that stood out. Experiencing Yahweh's power and love. Our beloved pastors, leaders, showing strength, unity, and commitment to Yah's word and Yah's ways. I thank the Father for our righteous leadership, seeing the consistency of the spirit of excellence and servitude among Israel, experiencing the restoration of Yah's ways, watching my brothers and sisters being set free and getting filled with the Holy Spirit, and seeing the beauty of young maidens rejoicing together for the refilling of his spirit. We are so thankful to Yahweh for Straightway, for all that was done so that we could enjoy another feast, not just the work to prepare for the feast, but all the sacrifices and the obedience to the Father for the past 30-plus years. We are extremely grateful. Bless and beloved Sister Ashley, Nanette.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Nanette. I have a special, place in my heart for Nanette. Yeah, her daughter, family, her sons. Nanette, if you're listening, I have Josiah's hat at my house. It's cool because last time, I think it was his jacket, and I said, Nanette, I live with my sons on this land, and I'm still Zephin, you left your jacket at the playground. Nehemiah, where's your sweater? You left it in the school on your desk. So no worries. For those of you overseeing lost and found after the feast, thank you all. Hallelujah. And even to little Boaz's boots, right, Yolanda? We found him in the lost and found, praise y'all, just as we were gathering some of that stuff to throw it away. We're like, oh, that's Boaz. We know him. Hey, I'll send another email. Shalom. And abundant blessings, my dear sisters and my dear mothers. Passover has been a learning and growing experience for me. I've been able to serve amongst the saints and to learn how to communicate. I've been more social this feast than other feasts, which I'm grateful to Yah for. Pause. I appreciate that, my sister. I appreciate that whatever Yah is doing inside of you to cause that. That is beautiful growth because it's not easy for anyone introverted, if I can use that word, or even bound by inferiorities and insecurities, not talk much in all their life, traumas, all that you have to overcome to grow and to speak more and to socialize. So that's a huge victory for you, and Yah be the glory. Back to the email. Yah has truly preserved me, but also delivered me. Yah has delivered me from schizophrenia and double-mindedness. This past mass deliverance. I call it massive. Massive deliverance, right? Boys, get your red shirts for massive deliverance. They know. Back to the email. I came with the expectation to get delivered, but I had specific things to get deliverance from. But Yah knew what was needed, and I have been set free. And I'm grateful and thankful for his deliverance, for he is my refuge, and he is there in my time of need. I hope to fellowship more with my sisters and to become better with communicating with my sisters. For life is a journey, and I'm still learning. May Yah continue to be glorified and testimonies to be brought forth. Hallelujah. I want to pause for a moment, and I want to tell you an experience that I had at deliverance. And I'm going to pull up a meaning of a word really quick. I should have been ready for. All right. I'm going to tell my stories because I hope that you guys are going to be able to hear something that's going to click, turn on a little light bulb inside your mind, and then you're going to apply it too. Mother Carol, you weren't at deliverance. You were sick?
My back.
Your back.
Yes.
Bless you.
I can't get involved on the deliverance right now. Pastor's kind of put me on a limitation because if I'm rolling around in the floor, the movement will kind of. I've got a testimony about that as well.
Hey, let's go. Tell your testimony.
Okay.
You know why? Because I want to ask the righteous to pray for Mother Carol's back. Hallelujah. Yes, go ahead.
And it is doing much better, but probably about May of last year, I was weeding in the fist area where now they don't let the aged women do, but it's very low. Anyone that knows, I'll try to make this brief. It's a very low where you sit, and I turned to pick a weed that was kind of far away, and I heard a pop. So with that, as time went on, I could feel the soreness in my back. Around October or whenever we went to North Carolina, where Brother Gideon is the head of, I could not hardly move. My back was probably at a pain level of about a 9. And it hurt to stand, it hurt to sit. So I spoke with some sisters and, well, go to the chiropractor. So, of course, I went to the chiropractor to just get adjusted, and he said he couldn't do anything for me because he wasn't really sure what was taking place. And he's a very good chiropractor. So he told me I needed to get an x-ray. Got an x-ray. He said that I still can't tell because the x-ray is not showing what's probably really actually taking place. So he said, you need to get an MRI. I went and got an MRI. Then he said, you need to go see this surgeon because looking at your MRI, I'm just going to say, I can't do any more for this condition. You need to go further. So I made an appointment with the surgeon, but in the meantime, I got prayer from all the pastors. Pastor Dowell, of course, first and foremost, but I had all of them lay hands on me. I knew I was expecting to be healed. I anticipated. I knew I fasted. I prayed about it, and I knew that Yah was going to heal me. So by the time I got the appointment to go to the surgeon, he let me talk. He said, what have you been doing? What's going on with your back? And I said, well, I told him my whole story. And I said, but I've been doing some things. I've been inverting and just trying to stretch and, you know, going to the gym, not doing any squats or anything, but just trying to really work this out in my body. But I know that I was just working out Yah's healing in my body, making myself move in ways to show Yah my hips. The faith of my healing. So
yes.
He let me talk, and he said, well, he said, when you came in looking at your MRI and your age, I thought you were going to come in bent over, barely able to walk. He said, you have a herniated disc, and it is so large that I'm surprised you're even walking. Right now, looking at your MRI, you should be in the pain level of about an 8 at least. And I told him I was at a 2 at the time. So he said, it's whatever you're doing, continue to do it, and I can't do anything for you. I said, I'm healed. Thank you. And I went on my way. So Yah did heal it, and I'm continually trying to keep it strengthened and not doing anything foolish to aggravate it so that I can continue to walk in my healing. So that's my story.
Hallelujah.
Very grateful.
Hold on. Let's go to the trumpet. May the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. You're on it. Thank you, sis. Praise Yah. If it were your back, you'd be shouting, right?
Hallelujah.
So we are to rejoice at another man's story, testimony, and rejoicing.
Mass deliverance.
Oh, my goodness. We can't count how many massive deliverances we've been a part of. It's just a lot, right?
I'd probably say 100.
I would say in the early years, you know, I got deliverance, and then you get to the place where, you know, you need to help others, mm-hmm. and then you help others for a while, and then you grow in hearing from the Ruach for somebody, and then you perfect your obedience and your leadings of what you hear for someone, and then this particular time, I'm sitting two empty chairs away from a sister. No one knows who any of these sisters are, so please don't take it personal that I'm sharing your story. I wanted to be able to help others. And there's two empty chairs facing the front. We're not too far into it. We're doing the renunciations and the, you know, renouncing and breaking curses and repeating after. And I hear in my spirit what the sister two seats away is dealing with. Now, she's not manifesting.
Okay?
I scoot over, and I go, now she's got her head bowed, right? She's got some tears flowing. She's completely engaged. And I say, I'm going to provoke a spirit in you, okay? And she said, yes, ma'am. And as soon as I repeated what the Ruach had said to me, she stood up in full force and threw a chair instantly, right? Bear witness that the Most High's voice can be heard.
Yes.
And she was delivered, of course, all praises to him. I wanted to bring that up because, once again, in all that noise, because spirits are manifesting, we're doing the renunciations and we're breaking the curses and we're doing the things that we need to be doing, in all of that noise, even inside of our minds, when you feel what you feel and you hear what you hear and you have the emotional traumas coming up and you have the voices that you've been hearing all your life or this week or that week coming up, you got all that noise going on. In the stillness of those of us who are helping and working, that's where Yah can communicate. So even in the crowd, and even in the volume, even in the noise, you can be still. I'm helping her, and Yah frees her. And I was called to help someone across a sister called for my help across the tabernacle, so I climb chairs, you know how the chairs look. And I climb chairs, and I get over there, and I'm standing over the sisters who are willingly helping her, and this is where I'm going to give you a warning. This is a word I had to look up, y'all, okay? It's a true story. I'm standing over her, and the sister that has called me to help is on the ground helping, and I'm observing what can I do, or is there really a need for me here? I hear a word in the stillness of my mind again, and I'm going to say it on the show on purpose. The word that I heard from the Ruach, which you know is a holy spirit,
right? He's very holy.
Absolutely. The word that I heard was cunt. Now, you got to believe me. Follow me through. When I heard cunt, I know, I'm going to keep it as clean as I can for the audience, that that is the woman's genital organ. That's all I know about it. But then I was instantly quickened to the slanderous, derogatory term, cunt, for slaves.
Mm-hmm.
So I dropped to my knees. Mm-hmm. I said one word. Y'all know what that word was, right? Hey, cunt. She squealed, forcibly dragged everybody around her. One word. It's the power of those spirits motivating and moving inside of us. Now, this is a true story. The sisters that were around could bear witness. As she sat up, as she was vomiting in her trash can, she was experiencing, this is not going to be believed by anyone who's not a believer, okay? They're not even tuned into the show anyway, but if you're dropping by for the first time, welcome to Sister to Sister. Welcome to Deliverance Ministry, where the Father can dig deep into your past, because according to his law, the law of iniquity, your ancestors' sins can be deposited into you. Okay? They may manifest differently. Their rebellion can be your fear, but it's all familiar spirits passed down the family line. She sits up and she's throwing up into the trash can, and she is manifesting, it's difficult to explain, to the whip and the lashes that beat her ancestors. What I mean is, imagine someone standing over her while she's at the trash can, whipping her with a whip, and she's jolting.
Mm-hmm.
So every 3 or 4 seconds, she's jolting, okay? So I was able to look up at the sisters that were helping and say what it was and explain to them that this is what's happening. And the pain of that experience from her perspective, because she's out of it. This spirit's manifesting and leaving. It's coming out. So from inside her mind, in her world, the pain, the desperation, and the sorrow that she's experiencing in this deliverance is very set apart. It's very different. And I wanted them to know that that's what Yah can do. I've had those deliverances. I've helped with those deliverances. It's something to aspire to. There are layers, levels,
yes,
depths of deliverances that we need, right, to really be fully restored. And so I also wanted to tell that story because according to looking up Google here, the meaning of that word that I'm, the C word that I've used is, a woman's genitals, but it's also a despairing and offensive and derogatory term. So with the Ruach saying that word, how many of us, right, as deliverance helpers, as sisters in our communities, can still yourself enough for the Ruach to say one word to you, to say two words to you, you know, to allow you to help someone else? There's a lot of aggression and a lot of volume and shouting that's happening, or a lot of, you know, sincere desire to help your sister, and that's the truth. But in all that activity, trapping the arm down, holding the foot, yelling in the ear, fixing the head cover, got the pillow, got the trash can, and all that, can you still remain still? And can you allow him to really communicate to you? Who would think that Yah and all his holiness would use such language? Why would he say kind? Oh my gosh. Well, the next day, here she come. My daddy called me that. My daddy called me that. And I hugged her and I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry he called you that. Because he was called names. And it was powerful. It's a powerful moment of deliverance, right? We see those sins passed down, and that name calling, that derogatory, and that shouting, and that hitting, and that yelling, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so then I went, I helped two sisters receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There's some details there. But I helped, there's a young girl in the center. She was maybe six. I'm difficult at guessing names, especially with petite young girls. They can be even older, you know. But she was manifesting, and her mother and her father were willingly helping her with tears, you know. And I wasn't sure if that was their first time on the land. Wasn't sure if that was their first time having their child manifest. They were diligently trying to get her free. And it was very similar to like a temper tantrum, rolling of the eyes and like showing a little bit of violence, even with her little bit of strength. And I wanted to give that example too, because I truly didn't have any help to give. What I wanted to offer was security to the mother that what was happening was okay. I wanted to ask, what do you know about it? I wanted to ask questions like, what is she afraid of? She had to think like a little girl, you know? What does she struggle with? Asking the mom questions to try to get information and feedback. I also wanted to be respectful to the husband. He's the father. Don't want to go past any boundaries and limitations in my help. And I'm sharing this because all these things can still go on within somebody who's been there as long as me and mother when you don't have an answer. And so then I wanted to see who could help her. Okay, then we found out that she has had some bedwetting even as an older child. Okay, so instead of me calling out anything associated with bedwetting, I go to a mother that I know who had a daughter with that problem for many years, and I ask her to come help. And so this, you know, young girl continued to manifest, and we did what we could to show the mother and father that we weren't going to give up, because what will happen is Yah will send who needs to be brought over. Yah will bring, which I ended up helping someone else, but I believe the brothers did come, possibly Pastor Down, Pastor Corey. I was told if that's a correct story, because I'm not an eyewitness to that, but Yah will send, you know, help. And so I just want to share that experience too, because you're going to have those situations where you don't know what it is, you don't know why it's manifesting, you don't know why it's there. Typically and always, it's a stronghold, or you need more anointing, you know, which comes from the men as well, because that stronghold might be in mom and dad, or the child is just confused and not really sure what's happening, and there's just a lot to take in. So, I can see the desperation in the mother and father's eyes, and I definitely had empathy and compassion, and I was moved with it in that moment because I didn't have an answer, and I wasn't used, you know, to give an answer, but I could definitely try to communicate to someone who could. But that was my deliverance night, and that's my experience. So I've been up through the levels of deliverance, you know, getting my own, and I still get my own, you know. I still get my own, even through my many, many tears that I cry. That's deliverance for me. But hallelujah. What say you?
I do
pray, Ashley, that in this season, in this time of renewing and restoration, that we can, the ministry's gotten so big, that we can actually help people to understand how to hear the voice of Yah through something like deliverance, through the ministering. Because I know a lot of times people second-guess themselves, thinking that it's just their own mind when they may get a word for someone in deliverance or when they may get a situation. But you have to be, you can't have the fear of not saying it. If it's not, if that's not it, it won't manifest. But you won't know how Yah can use you if you don't put yourself out there, if you get something in your spirit. Now, I'm not saying just pull up everything out of the atmosphere,
but really
steal your mind and really ask the Father, Father, what is it that I need to do to help this person? Because it should be your love for the person to want to see them delivered. And Yah will help you. He will put something in your spirit. It may be something from their past. It may be something like you had, the word that you didn't know that that woman's father
right.
called her that.
Not at all.
But get really being in tune with the spirit and being able to hear him. So I pray that through this next season of us doing this broadcast and this show that maybe we're really able to help sisters to be really be able to hear and not have the fear of not saying what needs to be said in deliverance so that someone can be set free and not second-guessing themselves.
Absolutely. All right, let's see. Is this my – look, I said I got one more email. Look at this. Sorry, guys, I got three more. It was attached to my staple, but y'all love it. All right, here we go. Bless the sisters. First, I want to say thank Yah, my master, my pastors, elders, deacons, teachers, and everyone in the ministry that Yah has set in front of us to learn from. I wanted to share my personal experience on the healing that took place, and I want to make it as short as possible. 10 years ago, I went through a C-section. It was my third one. Not even a week later, I woke up, and I tried moving my left leg. Besides painful, it felt like something was sitting on my leg, and I had to go to the bathroom. So dragging and crawling to the bathroom with a crying baby in my arm. This was before meeting my master or before Straightway. I was taken to the hospital to be kept for a few days over a DVT. Pause. This is where I always want to know more.
Right.
Mr. Google, what is a DVT? And he says, deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot, forms in one or more of the deep veins in the body, usually in the legs. All right, so we got a blood clot. The condition is very serious, and it can loosen and lodge in the lungs, okay?
Okay.
Diagnosed with DVT in the left leg. Throughout the years, I was either hospitalized or let go with meds to take for my DVT, clots in different areas or cellulitis in the same leg. They told me things to do and said I'd probably have issues over this throughout my life, and I didn't and couldn't believe that. Fast forward to about 2 or 3 years ago. I've had hands laid on my leg. Pause. What's hands laid, Mother Carol? What does hands laid mean?
Well, it's supposed to be invoking the power of Yah through not necessarily a man, but through someone that knows him, that you have the faith to know that they believe, to lay hands on you. And just like in the scriptures, they were healed. Just like Paul, just like Peter, just like our Messiah laid hands on them and they were healed. But it's actually an invoking of faith.
All right. So 2 or 3 years ago, she had hands laid on her leg by different people that she knew had Yah in them. And she said, I felt the spirit of Yah go through my foot and up my leg. And it seemed like every time they did this, my leg would get better for a time. And even though I saw the swelling come back after time, I knew the pain had gotten less and less. So her husband had asked Pastor Dow to look at her leg at one time, and he asked me, what are you mad about? Nothing had came to my mind, and I remembered saying that I can't think of anything because I seriously thought I was free from all the past pain and hurt. So I knew I was going back. I was going to have to go back and get more deliverance and do some deep searching from within. The last feast I heard, go to Pastor Corey. So when we were asked to come up front for healing, I went up, and I ended up in the line next to Pastor Corey. Now, this would have been last feast, not this Passover 2024. Okay, guys, last feast. So she comes up front, and we're in a healing line. She goes up, ended up in the line next to Pastor Corey. I thought, okay, maybe it don't have to be Pastor Corey. If I believe in Yah, he'll show up. And Yah really did show up, but this time with Elder Rob Mathis. Elder Rob Mathis did something and said something to me about unbelief.
And I remember saying in my head, yeah, I do, I believe. And I touched and agreed with everything he said. And before I knew it, all the pain was gone, and all I could do was cry and think, yeah. And the leg and the foot felt really awesome. I didn't have pain at all during that time, but again, the swelling was still there. And when I was on my feet for a long period of time, the longer it went, the leg and the foot started to be aggravating, not like before, but enough that I had to get off my feet. I examined myself over and over for what could I be mad about. I couldn't think of one thing, and I asked Yah to really show or tell me so that I could make things right. On first day, March 24th, 1985, is that 85? Master's Children won that. Hold on a second, that's the 85.
3-24-85.
Oh, it's got to be 24, though.
24,
got to
be.
Yeah, typo, typo, because this was during Passover, so January, February, March of 2024. Her master's children were on the playground while he and I, she says, while he and I was in the car, and my master informed me, Pastor Corey, was amongst the men. So we saw them standing around and talking, and I heard again in my spirit, talking about hearing, right?
Yes.
Go to Pastor Corey. I remember the woman in the book, how she just wanted to touch Jesus because she knew she'd be healed. And I remember saying in my head, oh, yeah, I can't just go up and touch him. Someone may think I'm going to do something to him and just... Due to our custom, men and women differences, I didn't know what to do. So I end up talking to a sister, Krista, and waited for something. I didn't know what. I didn't even want to talk to her about it. I'm just standing there waiting. So Pastor Corey got in talking to the men, walks down to the playground. He sees my husband sitting in the vehicle, and he said something to him like, bless you, Brother Zach. And a few minutes later, her husband gets out of the vehicle, goes to talk with Pastor Corey. So no idea that when he went to Pastor, Pastor wanted to look at her leg. Now, Pastor had said something. I didn't make out really what it was, but when Pastor came back from speaking with him and he was talking and instructing us to go to the steps, I sat on the step. He wanted to see my leg and foot, so I showed him. He asked me which side of the family had this issue. I told him, my mom's. He asked, do you talk to her or something in that manner? And I said, no, sir. And he asked, have you forgave her? I had to tell the truth. I thought I had until you asked me. And he said something in the line of, you have to forgive to be forgiven. So I'm going to give you a few minutes. So I started praying. And as I'm praying and crying, the spirit must have fell on the men. His pastor had my husband to put his hands on me. And pastor instructed me to look him in his eyes so that I did. And he asked, do you believe that Jesus can heal you? Yes, I said. I still can't remember word for word what Pastor said, but at that moment I knew everything he said was true, and I felt a feeling that I can't explain in words, and I knew without looking that I was healed, and I heard, you see that brother? You see that brother Zach? You see that? My master started crying, and that just confirmed what I already knew, and I was told to look, and I looked down at my leg and my foot, and I can't remember if I told Pastor before or after about the spirit telling me to go to him, but however, I do remember after the healing, that hug, and I love you, sister. It will always stick with me. And Pastor walks away, and again, I'm in tears. And all I could do is cry and hit the ground thinking, yeah. This past Passover, I can honestly say I felt at least 5 to 10 years younger. I've been playing with the boys more than I ever have. She has sons, 4 sons, actually. She says, I showed them that I could jump rope, I could play ball, walk long distances, and do things that I could never do before. You guys remember, for 10 years, right? 10 years, one of her sons has seen her in the same condition. She says, I'll keep thanking Yah, not only for this healing that he's done for me, but for all he's done and what he's going to do for his people. I still have a long way to go, but Yah and his people are my strength. Bless you. And this is Simca. This is Misty. But she sent the images, and Sister Ashley Miles is actually going to, if you receive my email, Sister Ashley Miles, she's going to take this email and the images that I forwarded to her and post them on Straightway Health Beats. So we'll have that testimony. Go global for the glory of the Most High, Yah. Hallelujah. Hit that shofar. Praise Yah.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Your turn right here,
hallelujah.
Mother. Let me see. This one right here.
Hallelujah. Shalom and blessings. My master's youngest son is 6 years old. At the beginning of mass deliverance, he declared that today will be the day he receives the Holy Spirit. During the service, I was in the care of other children when he found me and reminded me that he wanted to receive the Holy Spirit. His face was serious, and I could tell he was determined. I handed him over to his teenage brother, since my husband was not available. Our oldest son, Teacher Greg, and Elder Ezekiel helped him tarry for the Holy Spirit. I watched from after as our six-year-old held up his arms and tarried until he received it. Everything within me broke all at once. As my sisters cried, hugged, and praised the Father with me, my knees have never felt more weak. In that moment, watching our six-year-old thirst for living waters that even some of us older people are afraid to drink made me fall to my knees and thank him. Our Elohim is with us. His power will be manifested even in the children. It is a moment I will never forget. I would like to thank Teacher Greg, Elder Ezekiel, and other brothers who surrounded him and praised Yah with him. We are truly a family. Straightway is our home, and I know that we are going all the way. Bless you all. Sister Marshayla.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the emails.
Yes.
Mother Carol, thank you for coming tonight and this season. Now, I told Mother Carol, you know you ain't always going to be on the show, right? y'all know that I'm going to be doing the show alone, right? And so I embrace this season with Mother Carol for however long, if ever and always, that she is with me. Or until I go be with y'all and my chariot awaits me.
Until then,
this is how we talk to each other. So. Hallelujah. Anything to end the show?
I look forward to us really being able to get into some deep conversations for the sisters, Ashley, on different spirits, different things, how to handle themselves in situations and circumstances, and just how to be more mature as women with meekness and with sobriety. So I look forward to this season to really being able to dive into some deep subjects, and I'm grateful to be here.
Hallelujah. Thank you for believing in Yah to the listening audience, and thank you for believing in Yah in me. I wanted to say that Yah is constant with me. He's consistent with me. He's very faithful to me, and he's always moving with me. I want to give him that glory because he, too, has touched me mightily at this feast and many, many other times, many other days, and he's never forsaken me. And so, hallelujah to all the testimonies of healing and deliverance. Blessings and shalom from the chat room. Thank y'all for listening in. When y'all listen to me and you listen to the show and you hear Mother Carol, you probably hear all the sisters when we're reading the emails. You're probably feeling tightly, knitly connected to one another, and that is what we desire to do with the show. I'm going to end with another song from Tribal Tots, and I said I am. Where did it go? Well, you know, here we go. Bless y'all. Have a good night. We'll hopefully be speaking to you next week. All right? Shekina can blow that shofar after the song.
It's the enemy. We do not wrestle against flesh. We do not wrestle against blood. But you have power to stand against the enemy.